And, well, I hope you guys enjoy.
What do you believe when everyone is watching?
What do you believe?
What do you believe when nobody is watching?
What do you believe?
Keep telling yourself that you've been playing nice and go. Forgiveness from Jesus the Christ. Beg for forgiveness from Jesus the Christ. Beg for forgiveness from Jesus the Christ. Keep telling yourself that you've been playing nice and go. Beg for forgiveness from Jesus the Christ. Beg for forgiveness from Jesus the Christ. Beg for forgiveness from Jesus the Christ.
What do you believe?
What do you believe when nobody is watching?
What do you
hope you enjoyed our opening song. For those who don't know or don't see or hear me all that much, this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We may or may not. The Metric is coming soon. Normally I open with Metric, but I've been instead with Poppy's song Blood Money from her newest album, I Disagree. I've just finally listened to this. It might have actually come out, it says 2019. I thought it was last, like, 2020 when it finally made it, but whatever. I think I Disagree itself did get released before 2020, but look. This is her newest album, and it's probably the most metallic thing yet. I've been following Poppy, ever since, like, her first EP, Bubble Bath, which is, if you listen to that and then you listen to this, it's absolutely diametrically opposed to each other, and is then actually kind of cool listening to it the entire time. There's a lot of stuff that's really interesting about this release. One, first of all, this would be their first album without the guidance / direction of Titanic Sinclair, one of the more creative minds behind Poppy as a character. First, a lot of stuff came up about him between Mars Argo, which would be the protege kind of the Poppy before Poppy, even culminating in some court proceedings, and Poppy soon within this amount of time also kind of came out and said, like, I've decided to part ways with with Titanic Sinclair for basically pretty similar reasons to Mars Argo. And it's very interesting. I remember following the drama long time ago. I would be like freshman year, and I would stay up to like my show back when it was like at 4 a.m. and just listen to this the whole time. Listen to like him talking and like all the things about is Mars Argo equal Poppy. And I will say, like, it wasn't the same. Like, I had a hard time really saying, like, oh, it's just a copy, because there were differences, and especially sonically between the music, especially now, it's very different. And it was kind of like, Poppy was kind of new, and while I could see, like, Titanic Sinclair bringing stuff from there, I just didn't want to, like, write off Poppy as, like, just being a copy, especially since she really came really far with them. The videos, even though I didn't really have patience for most of them, it's a lot of interesting stuff. I think is this my new favorite album from Poppy? Maybe, but gosh, I've been listening to it all week. Blood Money, I disagree. Gosh, what's the first one? Oh, gosh, this is gonna kill me. Fill up the crown. Sit Stay, the last track is really good. It's like 6 minutes long, but really good. And then the first one, which is I'm just blanking on. Oh, I was just listening to it like earlier. Which is easy to say because I've been listening to it like all day. Concrete. Yes, it's Concrete. Concrete is very good. A lot of these tracks are great. And if you've been kind of wanting to scratch a metal itch, please do it with this one, because actually it's a pretty good album. I haven't listened to like an album full like that for a while. If you don't like metal, you probably won't like it. I almost made this a whole metal electro trash sort of deal, and then I kind of just figured out I just really wanted to play this specific song and maybe Concrete, and that was it. There's some electro trash on here, there's like some emo, but still some alt. We're not totally down the rabbit hole yet. Don't turn away, I promise. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this next core of songs. I'm always on the line. Hope you guys have fun, and I will see you soon.
cover you with the bands that I don't even like at all. 'Cause I'm a ghost in training, because my heart's been waning because of all the shit I've been eating. I know one day my heart will stop.
Hope you enjoyed this last chord of songs. We started out with MD by metric of the week from the album Live It Out. It's kind of nice to play it on not the first opening song. I have to ID before the first 5 minutes, so, and this song is 5 minutes and 55 seconds, but still one of my favorite tracks of all time, I think. Live It Out is actually a really good album. MD, first of all, I remember hearing this for the first time. I had to be in middle or high school, but like when it just gets in those guitars, I'm just like, oh, I can't do it. It's so good. It's, and also like the little verses in between all the guitars, I just can't get enough of it. Live It Out's a really great album. If you like this, you might also like the track Patriarch and on a Vespa, Handshakes and Live It Out. Police in the Private is a beautiful, beautiful track on that album, even if it's not necessarily the same style. It's just a great, I can't think of any songs that I like actively don't like on that album. I love Monster Hospital, that's really good. I guess the, oh, Too Little Too Late, amazing. Yeah, Ending Start, I think, is the only one that's like, okay, it's not bad. Definitely. And Glass Ceiling, I think, is actually would be more apt for my completely failed theme night. It's fine. Next was Panucci's Pizza with Naruto themed sexting from their EP I Love You Too. One of my friends showed me this last year. He's finally back on campus, but gosh, I love the song. I always get like real, like listening to it, I know that I'm like, I get emotional. I don't know if I tell him that. We'll have to be listening. But like, just this song is just always like affects me so much. It's such a good song. I don't really actually know too many other tracks from Panucci's Pizza. I guess it's a Futurama reference as well, but heck if I know. Some of my friends marathoned it, but I have not yet. Super good song. Yeah, I had to put it next to, I think the way MD kind of ends, I think Naruto theme sexting allows it to kind of begin again. I just think that's, it's a great song and I'm happy to show it. I started basically, just talk more about this theme night. It kind of descended from like a very short flirtation with metal to emo. And then it's like going to just go into alternative and then back to electronic music. It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. I think I even end on more rock anyway. It's fine. We're doing great over here. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. We're getting in back into it. Let's go.
Maybe I can't remember the last time I pleased you. Baby, can you remember me making you feel good?
Endless and endless are ferocious.
Well, I hope you enjoy this last Corrupt Songs. We started in with Surfer Rosa by The Obsessives from their title album. I really like the fact that the recording studio is called Lame-O Records. Next was Kinoko Te Koku, songs Paranoid Parade from their 2013 album The Long Goodbye. I really love this. It turns out that this was actually like a pretty rockin' alt album, but they ended up calling it quits. I'm not sure why, but they're gone now. Kinoku Te Koku also means Mushroom Empire. Fun fact. All right. We have some more music. We have actually a bit of Joywave coming up. That'll be fun. And then, I should be doing a PSA. You know what? Because I'm going to be playing it from Rivendell. It's good to practice this. Soon we'll be having, we'll have trainees in here. Oh, that'll be so great. Hi. That'll be so fun. Anyway, we're getting PSAs. I always like pick the most depressing ones, and I don't even mean to. I just like press on one and it's like, you know, terrifying. Okay, let's do, I like FEMA's Winter Fire Safety PSA. Loving that. Okay, If It Takes a Dark Turn, hopefully it's not too bad. We'll find out soon. And I will see you in a sec.
This message brought to you by FEMA. Home fires occur most often in winter. Keep anything that can catch fire at least 3 feet from heating equipment. And never use an oven to heat your home. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn space heaters off when you leave the room or go to bed. Make sure all vents are clear of snow and ice to allow carbon monoxide to vent outside. Have your furnace, heating system, and chimneys serviced each year by a qualified professional. Learn more at www.usfa.fema.gov.
Something clear to bring the meaning back to life.
Left it all, 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 left be there if I want you. Come with me now, cause I'll be there if you want me. Come with me now.
Would you be there if I want you?
Well, hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in with Half Your Age by Joy Wave. This is one of the Joy Wave's newest singles. Probably preface their upcoming album. I really like this. At first, I didn't like this song all that much, but now it's really grown on me. The music video is very interesting. It's like, I think they took a bunch of cues from unedited footage of a bear, but less gory, so I'm here for it. And also, it represents, it's a band from Rochester, so upstate New York, so turn up, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a cool song. It's basically about, like, realizing when and when not to, like, pursue a dream, which I think this isn't really uncharted territory for Joy Wave. They've kind of had a lot of songs that have to do with confidence or knowing when to give up and knowing and unrealistic expectations. And I always go back and forth. I think there is a point where, yeah, you should pursue your dreams. I think that I would say if they were here, they would say this was realism. And so this is another one. There's actually an audio commentary version of the track where, the main singer goes into it, but basically talks about, like, you know, there was a time where, like, I wanted to be a hockey player, and, you know, I'm a, like, he's very thin and, like a beanpole. He's tall and thin and, can't ice skate. And he's like, you know, I gave up on that. And then, he's like, also, I definitely, the irony's not lost on me that this that music is not necessarily a much easier profession to go into. So it's very interesting. I'd say check it out. It's a good song. Next was Manchester band Larkins with Something Beautiful. It's a single from 2018. Couldn't find out much about this one. I kind of get the feeling this was like a pretty local band, and I stumbled upon this track. Thought it was good, so I added it on here. Next we have some more, like, we're gonna go into some electronic music, kind of a mix of, like, electro trash and, electronic music. I'm kind of excited. Hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you in a sec.
Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Do them all, 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 do them all. Do them all.
them all. Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Sex, drugs, alcohol, you can help me do them all. Do them all.
But he was nice to me. What a master said, I could be a senator. I'd rather be a janitor instead. Oh, I was told by someone I didn't know. Out this place I couldn't go. Oh,
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Black V-Neck with Sex, Drugs, Alcohol. But this, I think I mentioned this song actually last week. I heard this at a Dead Mouse concert. Weirdly enough, the DJ who was playing it actually didn't make that song. I don't know etiquette for electronic music, but I looked into this song, I was like, oh, I actually kind of like this one. And I actually turned out to be Black V-Neck, and I did not see Black V-Neck at the Dead Mouse concert. So go figure. Well, this song's been stuck in my head all week. I mean, that hook, I promise it'll be stuck in your head this week. Next one was The Library with the No Mercy, Only Violence from it's a DJ Skrillex remix from The Library's title EP from 2009. Gosh, this song has been with me since like middle school. That's kind of how I got into Skrillex. There's this, I didn't actually know what it was attached to, because at first if you went on YouTube back in the day, all you could find was this. It had a cover for like Skrillex's, it's like this album called Ghost, spelled G-O-S-T. There's nothing on the Wikipedia that would actually indicate that this was supposed to be like a song that, like, I'm not, that was an album that was like officially on the books. Had never seen it before, still haven't. I still don't know what Ghost is. I assume it was probably like a leak or something. Hear this song, obsessed with it. Can't find it on CD, can't find it anywhere. And only this year did I finally find out that it's a remix of The Library. One thing that I'm still looking for is the extended, like, actual version of like Lady Gaga's Bad Romance Skrillex remix, because that was my other very favorite. And there's like a 3-minute version on the album that's still good, but boy does that one go hard. I still adore that kind of electronic music that just gives you heartburn, that goes so hard. Actually, part of the thing with electro trash is actually thinking of putting in Macintosh Plus's new single Sick and Panic. It's honkin'. It's supposed to kind of get away from vaporwave. The Macintosh Plus was the artist who made like the most famous vaporwave song of like all time. If you hear it, if you know vaporwave, you will know this song. And she kind of wants to get away from that, so she made Sick and Panic, and it's a great song. It feels like a whole EP in one, because it's like 12 to 14 minutes long. It's crazy. It's good. I thought of playing it on here, but I also didn't want to give up 12 to 14 minutes of my show just for that. But go check it out on your own time. It's super interesting. I think it kind of digs into a lot of cool music stuff. If you're interested in techno, go check it out. It's really cool. Next is this was a request, but this one goes out to my dad. It's his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, my dad. This is actually, I'm really excited for this song, but yeah. Hope you guys are enjoying your night, and I will see you in a sec. On one sec, I need to find an audio only version. Thing is, I could only find this one thing, and it looks like there's a big preamble. This is very unprofessional. I'm just trying to figure out where this thing is, because it was a request, so I had to figure this out. This is very unprofessional. I am sorry, but it's fine. Okay, we might put on something in the meantime and then get here. I think this should work. Yes, I think I got it. I think we got it. I think we got it. Fire up, man. I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one, well, this was really a one core, but it was Primus with Jerry Was a Race Car Driver from this album, and I'm not kidding you. It is called Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Really rocking song. Again, happy birthday to my dad. It's officially in an hour and 4 minutes, but it's fine. It's here. We're all here for it. Thank you guys so much. You've been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Hex, yeah. If you guys enjoyed this half emo, half metal, half electro trash, half alt rock, let's be real. It's literally what I normally do, only with a little more metal. It's fine. It's fine. But anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Hopefully this will be the same hour next week. We'll find out soon, fingers crossed. But if not, well, you'll find me soon. You'll find me. I seem to pop up in places and I get found anyway, so it's fine. I'm not sure what to end on here. I do have like a soothing synthwave track to play us out. But we also have we can leave on the electro trash we came in for. Oh, why not? We'll do that one. That'll be fun. Yeah, let's go.
Do you love the Hoover?